This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manira akanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare manero anhasi uri musi wechipiri ndira 27, 2015.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu, ndichiti hezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
China yonyorerana chibvumirano neAfrican Union chichaita kuti China ibatsire mukuvakwa kwenjanji dzenzvimbo dzechizvino-zvino dzinopfuura nemunyika dzose dzemuAfrica.
VaSevia Kasukuwere voita nendeshure pachikumbiro chebato ravo chekuti Manicaland imbomisa vaimbova munyori anoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa mubato iri vaDidmas Mutasa.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
China yanyorerana chibvumirano neAfrican Union chichaita kuti China ibatsire mukuvakwa kwenjanji dzechizvino-zvino dzinopfuura nemunyika dzose dzemuAfrica. Chibvumirano ichi chichatenga zvitima zvinomhanya sebara zvichashandiswa munjanji idzi kugadzirwa kwemigwagwa inobatanidza nyika dzemuAfrica pamwe nekuvaka nhandare dzinoshandiswa nendege dzemhando yepamusoro-soro. Kunyangwe hazvo izvi zvichatora makore akawanda kuti zviitwe, Zimbabwe ichabatsirika nawo zvikuru nechirongwa ichi. Mutori wedu wenhau Sandra Nyaira, uyo ari kuAddis Ababa, Ethiopia, anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Chibvumirano ichi chanyoreranwa pasi nasachigaro weAfrican Union Commission amai Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma pamwe nenhumwa yeChina kuAfrica uye vari mutevedzeri wegurukota rinoona nezvekunze kweChina vaZhang Ming. VaZhang namai Dlamini Zuma vati chibvumirano ichi chichaona nyika dzakaita seZimbabwe dzichiwana njanji nemigwagwa zvese zvichabatanidza nyika dzose 54 dziri muAfrica. Amai Dlamini Zuma vati izvi hazvisati zvakamboitwa munhoroorondo yeAfrica. Vapembedza chibvumirano ichi vachiti chichaunza kubatana kweAfrica, mafambiro ari nyore, mabasa kune vechidiki nezvimwe zvakanangana nebudiriro. Vati chibvumirano ichi chasimbisa ukama hweChina neAfrica. Vachitaurawo pachiitiko ichi, vaZhang vati zvinorwadza kuti vanhu muAfrica kana vachida kufamba nendege dzimwe nguva vanomanikidzwa kutanga vaenda kuEurope kuti vachinje ndege inenge ichienda kune imwe nyika yemuAfrica. Vati zvinhu zvakadai zvichapedzwa nechibvumirano chaitwa ichi. Ukuwo amai Dlamini Zuma vatiwo nyanzvi dziri kushanda zvakasimba kuti dzione kuti basa rakakura kudai richada mari yakawanda zvakadii. Kunyoreranwa kwechibvumirano ichi kwaitwa kumucheto wemusangano weAfrican Union Summit uko mutungamiriri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vari kutarisirwa kupinda uye vachizopiwa matomu okuita sachigaro weAfrican Union. Ndakaamirira Studio 7 muAddis Ababa muEthiopia. Ndini Sandra Nyaira.
Zvichakadaro, madzimai mazhinji emuZimbabwe neAfrica yose ari kupinda musangano muAddis Ababa ine zvirongwa zvinoenderana nedingindira remusangano weAfrican Union rekukurudzira madzimai. Sandra Nyaira weStudio 7 aita hurukuro nemumwe mudzimai anoshanda munyaya dzevanhukadzi nevanasikana muzvare Salidura, avo vari kutenda vatungamiri vemuAfrica nekuuya negwara iri asi vachiti vanofanira kuita zvavanenge vatenderana kwete kuzoita pamunondo pamusasa.
Musangano uyu musangano unotifadza isu semadzimai emuno muAfrica, kunyanyanyanya semadzimai emuno muZimbabwe, nokuti zvinhu zvinofadza kuti madzimai paanotora zvigaro zveutungamiriri sepakatorwa chinzvimbo chekutungamirira African Union namai Nkosazana Zuma. Tiri kubva tatoona zvazvinobatsira nokuti vabva vashanda vakabva vaita kuti gore rinenge rive gore rine mukurumbira rinokoshesa kuti madzimai vange vanowana zvinoita kuti zvikwanisiro zvakakwana kuti vave vanova mune zvekuita kuti budiriro yeAfrica iye inoenderera mberi.
Takatarisa nyaya yevatungamiriri muAfrica umu vazhinji zhinji varume. Ndezvipi zvingaitwe kuonekwa kuti zvavanenge vabvumirana izvi mukati mevhiki rino zvinozoonekwa zvichiitwa iye yatingati pachirungu implement kana kushandiswa kuti zvechokwadi madzimai asimudzirwe pachokwadi munzvimbo dzose mukati meupenyu?
Tinoti gwara ratorwa neAfrican Union rekuita vari kutiwo maconsultations ekuvhunza nyanzvi dzakasiyana-siyana nevanhu vari muzvigaro zvakasiyana-siyana vari muhurumende, vari mumasangano akazvimirira ari ega nevari kubva kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana kuti vese vave vanoita mubatira pamwe kuti vataure kuti zvii zvatingaita kuti nyaya zvisungo zvatiri kuita izvi zvive zvinoendeka uye zvive zvinokwanisa kunge zvichipuhwa zvikwanisiro zvazvinoda kuti vanhu vakwanise kunzwisisa kuti urongwa huripo hwakamira sei, zvinodiwa zvacho kuti urongwa huhuwe hunowanikwa huchisvikika ndezvipi.
Muzvare Sali Dura, vanorwira kodzero dzemadzimai muZimbabwe vanga vachitaura vari parunhare muAddis Ababa kuEthiopia naSandra Nyera weStudio 7.
Zvichakadaro, kunetsana kunotyisa kuri kuenderera mberi mubato reZANU-PF uye kwave kupa kuti dzimwe nyanzvi mhaya dzezvematongerwo enyika dziti zvichanetsa kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vakwanise kubata usachigaro weAfrican Union neSADC uko bato ravo richibvira. AU iyo iri kuita musangano kuAddis Ababa iri kutarisirwa kudoma vaMugabe sasachigaro sezvo pari zvino variwo mutedzeri wasachigaro. Kazhinji mutedzeri wasachigaro ndiye anowanzozotora chigaro chekuva sachigaro wacho. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika uye vaimbotungamira sangano revadzidzi rezinasu vaBlessing Vava tikavabvunza kuti vanoona vaMugabe vachikwanisa kubata nyaya idzi dzose here.
Handioni vaMugabe vachikwanisa kubata mabasa ese aya, asi semazvira atinoita vaMugabe munhu anokara, munhu asingaguti zvinenge zvaanenge apakurirwa, munhu anoda zvinhu zvakawanda, munhu ane nhafu. Asi tinoonazve kuti panyaya iyoyi vaMugabe havana hanya zvakanyanya nezviri kuitika munyika munomu, nokuti tikada kuzongorora tinoona kuti vaMugabe pakangopera kongiresi yavo vakabva vaenda kunyika dzinofura mhepo pavakaenda kuzororo nemukadzi wavo. Asi tinoona kuti nyika yedu igere pamarumana nzombe nyaya yeekonomi, zvinhu zvirikungoramba zvichiwo mazuva nezuva, asi hatisi kuona kana ndingati the will kubva kubato reZANU-PF uyewo kubva kuna vaMugabe kuti vanoda kugadzirisa zvinyunyuto zvese zviri kune vana vezimbabwe kunetsa kuri kuita zvinhu zvemunyika inoyi. Saka vaMugabe haasi munhu ane hanya yakanyanya chaizvo nekuti vagadzire zvinetsa munyika mavo. Apa tikuonazve vasati pavakangobva kuzororo ravo vakabva vatomanyira kuenda kuZambia. KuZambia kwakune sarudzo dzangatisari dzataurwa kuti ndiana anga ahwina. Saka tinoona kuti munhu anongokambira-kambira zvinhu zvinotitarisa kune zviri kuitika kune dzimwe nyika, zvitarisa zvichiitika kune imwe imba yepanext door make iyi musina kumira zvakanaka.
Bato reZANU-PF ranga rambovimbisa kuti panopera kongiresi yaro muna zvita zvinhu zvinenge zvagadzikana mubato umu, asi tiri kungoona bata murefu bata mupfupi ichienderera mberi. Zvii zviri kukonzera kunetsana uku semaonerenyu?
Nyaya iri kunyanyonetsa mubato reZANU-PF kuti ibato ranga rave nezvimapatopato zvakawanda kana tati mafactions. Izvi zvichikonzerwa nenyaya yaMugabe yekuti ndivo vega vanofunga kuti vanokwanisa kutonga bato iri. Saka nyaya yesuccession muZANU-PF kuti ndiani achatora chigaro vaMugabe pavanenge vabva inyaya icharamba ichinetsa muZANU-PF.
Nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika uye vaimbotungamira sangano revadzidzi rezinasu vaBlessing Vava vari parunare muHarare. Sezvo tichitema tisina divi ratinorerekera, tabatawo nhengo yepolitibhiro yeZANU-PF vamunyaradzi Paul Mangwana kuti tinzwewo pamire bato ravo.
VaMugabe mutungamirira akaibva panyaya dzokudhila namachallenges angawanikwa munyika pasi rose rinozviziva. Munhu akanyatsotungamirira hondo yechimurenga vakasunungura nyika vakaona kuti nyika yavo yava navanhu vakadzidza, hapana chinombowanetsa. Kudhila nemaproblems omusadhak havanetsi nokuti vanenge vachishanda nemastructures arimo musadhak, troika irimo, mapast chairman esadhak arimo, vese vanhu vaitimu yavo inovabatsira kuti vanomaneja sei apa naapa. Kana paya panyaya dzeau hakuna chinonetsa zvakare, inotungamirirwa nomunhu anoruzivo panyaya dzemarelations emuAfrica, Madam Ngozazana Zuma, vanenge vachivabetsera. Isu ZANU-PF macho vakanyatsosarudza timu yavana yavakomana vechidiki vane njere kuti vadhile nemachallenges ese anogona kubuda mupati. Ivo ndibaba vokungopa ruzivo vachipa guidance. Saka kupa guidance hakuremi, nokuti vane vanhu vanovabetsera mupati, vane vanhu vanovabetsera mugovernment, vane vanhu vanovabetsera.
Asi ka vamwe vamangwana vari kuti vangatungamire chii muAfrica, iyo Zimbabwe yacho yakatarisana nematambudziko munyaya dzezveupfumi nezvimwe?
Hakuna chinotadzisa vamugabe kutungamirira Afrika, nokudawo kuti Zimbabwe yakatemerwa zvitarafu ndozvakonzeresa kuti ikonomi yavo inetsa. Asi notwithstanding that, nekuda kwenjere dzavamugabe, we've been able kurarama kubva 2000.
Vamunyaradzi Paul Mangwana, inhengo yepolitbureau yezanu pf vanga vari parunare muHarare.
Vanoona nezvekurongwa kwemisangano muzanu pf vasevhia Kasukuere nhasi vaita nhende shure pachikumbiro chebato ravo kumanikaland chekuti vaimbova munyori anoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa mubato iri vadidhimasi Mutasa vadzingwe. Mutoro wedu wenhau Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya iyi.
Vashitaura nevatoro venhau pamuzinda webato ravo pazanu pf headquarters nhasi vakasukuere varamba mashoko avakataura kwamutare nemuvhuro ekuti vamutasa havasi kuzodzingwa mubato zvichitevera kuramba kwavari kuita kucherechedza kongresi yakaitwa muna zvita. Vakasukuere vati bato ravo harisi kuzomira munzira yeprovhinsi yavo yekumanikaland kana ichida kuti vamutasa vadzingwe. Zvichakadai, vakasukuere vati nhengo dzeparamende dziri kufungidzirwa kuti dziri kutsigira vaimbo vamutevedzeri wemutungamiriri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru hadzisi kuzodzingwa muparamende vachiti hapana mhosva dziri pachena dzadziri kupomerwa. Vati hapana umbowo hunokodzera kuti nhengo idzi dzidzingwe muparamende pamwe nemubato, uye vati musangano wavo wakabatana zvikuru zvekuti vakatogadzirira kupinda musarudzo dzemuna 2018. Vakasukuere vatorawo mukana uyu kuzivisa kuti vagadzirira zvakakwana sebato kupinda musarudzo dzechipiri dzekutsvaga vamiriri veMount Darwin West pamwe nechirimanzu Zimbabwe.
Tiri kufara kuti musangano wedu waita urongwa hwekusarudza vachazenge vachitimiririra mumatare, uyezve zvinhu zvatichataura mangwana mudarero Politburo. Tiri kufara chose nevanhu vasarudzwa vatatumirwa nemusangano.
Vakasukuere vazivisawo kuti mudzimai wavamunangagwa ndivo vachamirira bato musarudzo idzi kuchiri mhanzu Zimbabwe.
Tina mai munangagwa ndivo vakasharwa nemhuri yekumidlands, saka tichazenge tichitaura zvose izvi mangwana mudarero repolibiro.
Sarudzo dzekutsvaga vamiriri vechiri mhanzu Zimbabwe pamwe neMount Darwin West dzakatarisirwa kuitwa musi wa27 kurume, asi bato reMDC Renewal Team rinoti ringangoenda kumatare sezvo richiti mutungamiriri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe havana kutevedzera mutemo pakubuda nezuva iri. Nekune rumwe rutivi, MDCT inoti haisi kuzokukidza musarudzo idzi ichiti hapana kuvandudzwa kwemitemo inobata mafambisirwo esarudzo zvinozoita kuti sarudzo idzi dziitwe zviri pachena. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Makateerera kuStudio 7, tiri kutevenyura tiri muWashington DC.
Munotibata pa 919 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 12080 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Musangano wevashandi vehurumende wanga wakatarisirwa kuitwa nhasi pasi pesangano reApex Council unonzi watadza kubudirira mushure mekunge mamwe masangano arega kuenda kumusangano uyu nezvikonzero zvisati zvazivikanwa. Vanoruzivo nezvemusangano uyu vanoti wanga uchitarisirwa kubuda nechisungo panyaya yekuti vashandi voramwa mabasa here kana kuti kwete. Zvinonzi masangano mashanu chete kubva mumasangano gumi nemana anomirira vashandi vehurumende ndo aenda kunzvimbo yanga ichitarisirwa kuitirwa musangano uyu, iyo inonzi yanga yakakiyiwa. Mumwe musangano wakaitwa masvondo maviri apfuura Unonzi wakanga wasunga kuti masangano aende kunengo dzavo kunonzwa kana dzakanga dzichitsigira pfungwa yekuramwa mabasa ozosangana nhasi kuti azeye zvinenge zvabva kunengo dzavo. Asi zvinonzi masangano evashandi aya haasi kuwirirana panyaya yekuramwa mabasa iye. Tabata mukuru weZimbabwe Teachers Association kana kuti ZIMTA Vasifiso Ndlovu kuti tinzwe mafambiro aita zvinhu.
Musangano wacho hauna kuzobudirira nemhaka yekuti kune vamwe vange zvichitarisira kuti vasvike musangano wacho vasina kuuya. Vanzi vange vabatikana nezvimwe zvitu mabasa avo akasiyana-siyana. Saka hauna kuzobudirira kuzanhasi.
Saka musangano wava kuzotarisirwa kuitwa riini?
Izvozvo tichazokokwa nachairman weAPEX hatisati taunzwa kuti uchaitwa riini musangano wacho.
Zvii zvanga zvichida kukurukurwa pamusangano wenekuti tinonzwa vamwe vachitipanga pachida kusungwa nyaya yekuramwa mabasa kana estrike.
Hongu yange iri nyaya iyoyo kuti timbonzwa kuti sezvo maunions anga akataurirwa muvhiki akapera yekuti chendai kumasangano enu mokurukura nezvazvo mouya nemhinduro. Tange tiuya kuzotamira mhinduro dzacho kuti zvii zvapangwa kumaunions asiyana-siyana ivavo uyeizve tione kuti tiri kusangana here munyaya yacho iyoyo.
Asika kune vamwe vanhlovu vari kuti chii chingaramwirwa mabasa nevashandi vehurumende pachionekwa kuti hurumende yakatozivisa kare kuti zvinhu zvakaiomera.
Izvo zvinoda vashandi chaizvo kuti vazvitaure vega. Asi nekuonera maonero edu ndezvokuti tagara tichidzi isusu inzira yestrike iyo haisi weponi inogona kushandiswa kwari zvino. Yange iri nyaya iyoyo chete yekuti itaure nhasi.
Vanga vari mukuru weZimta Vasifiso Ndlovu vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Tabatawo munyori mukuru wePTUZ vaRaymond Majongwe avanoti vakatyamadzwa nedanho ratorwa nemanga masangano anoti anomirira vashandi rekuzoenda kumusangano uyu.
Taenda kwatinosiita musangano kuPSA tasvika kuchinzi kwakabhukwa boardroom ndokunzi musangano wakuita kuZimta. Tikazotoenda kuZimta kuya tasvikako ndokuzoona tiri maunion mashanu chete anosanganisira PTUZ, ZIMTA yacho, KOLASI, inonzi Democratic Teachers Union, inonzi PEUS, inonzi Rural Teachers Union. Ndokuona kuti vamwe reps of civil service yese yanga isipo, vamwe utungamiri weAPEX wacho wese ndokuti haukwanisi kuuya kunze kwavakundani chete. Saka tangotanga kushamisika kuti ndinodavira sekuti panga pavhoitwa mumwe musangano unova wakaitwa tisingazivi kuti wakaitwa kupi nguvai unenge wakangonzi vanhu musaende kumusangano iwoyo kureva izvo kuti tangosara tiri patakapedzisira tiri pakuti musangano hauna kuitwa zvichemo zvine handina kuadreswa APEX Council yacho yangova rumwe rumwe.
Saka izvi zvinorevei muhondo yenyu yekurwa makabatana sevashandi?
Zvinoreva izvo kuti vashandi vemuZimbabwe vari kutengeswa neutungamiri hwavo. Vashandi vemuZimbabwe vari kusiyiwa vachinyeperwa nemasangano anenge achingovatorera mari.
Mamwe masangano evashandi vehurumende anenge angasingatsigiri pfungwa yekuti paramwe mabasa. Imi sei muri kuramba muchida nyaya yekuramwa mabasa?
Isu hatina kuti tiri kuda kuramwa mabasa. Tiri kuti ikodzero yemushandi kuti kana achinge ati ndoda kustrike hazvisungisi hazviurayisi zvataa kuitwa iye zvino kuti kudzimba dzedu tinotadza kurara tisingotero.
Vanga vari munyori mukuru wePTUZ vaRaymond Majongwe vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7.
Gweta riri kumirira vatyairi vemagonyeti vekambani yeMainline avo vakakanda mapadza pasi svondo rapera vachiratidzira kusafarira kwavo nemabatirwo avari kuitwa nekambani iyi vapo machiridza. Vanoti nhasi vaita misangano nemagweta ekambani iyi kuti vakwanise kuyananisana. Vamachiridza vanoti misangano iyi icharamba ichienderera mberi kusvika zvinhu zvagadziriswa. Vashandi vanodarika makumi mashanu vapinda musvondo repiri vakamisa motokari dzavo kumabhodha enyika nemuHarare vachiramwa mabasa. Mumwe wevatyairi wedzimotokari idzi ati anoda kuzivikanwa nezita rekuti Godwin Mafira Kureva anoti mabatirwo avari kuitwa nekambani iyi ari kuvashungurudza. Magweta anomirira kambani yeMainline vaudza Studio 7 kuti ichokwadi kuti vasangana nemagweta evashandi vekambani iyi asi havakwanisi kutaura nezvavatenderana. Mavelas Muhlanganya uyo weStudio 7 aita hurukura navamafira kureva kuti tinzwe zviri kuitika.
Daana makore mana tiripo pakambani asi mabatire vari kutiita namashandisiro vari kutiita asiriwo nokuti isusu tiri vanhu vanongoshanda mari dzedu ndingati kubvira pandashanda mari haisati yambowedzera kwamakore mana iwayo mari yandiri kutotambira kuti tingatoti yakatodzikira pamari yandaitambira kubvira pandatanga basa right yechipiri mukadzi wangu haabvumirwi mumota yandinofamba nayo anonzi iyeyi anofanira kutoti ndinofanira kumuonera ari meters away from the truck takakureva kuti inini ndiri munhu anofanira kugara asina mukadzi vatongodi kuona chinhu chounzi mukadzi saka sikuziva kuti vanokurudzira chifambi here endi inini ndoshandira mhuri ndoshandira mukadzi asi mukadzi wangu havo mumota yandofamba nayo
saka apa mafunga kuita sei uyezve makawanda sei vanotyaira marori aya
ikambani hombe ine mota dzakati wandei asi pari zvino dzinoita cross border dzinosvika kuma120 takanga takwanisa kupinda muzimbabwe iri kuma53 saka ndidzo motikari dzakamira pari zvino
pane vamboya vachitaura nemi here imi sevashandi
vari kumbozama kuuya asi mauya vari kutoita kuratidza kuti vanhu ava vanhu vane mwoyo yakaipa ka vari kutozama kuuya kuzama kutitorera motikari zvokuti isu tiri kuchema chii tiri kuda zvipi zvatiri kutiwo ngatiitirwa vasi kutombozvitarisa chavava kuda kutoita ndechekuti kutitorera motikari dzatiinako kutivo vadzokere nemota dzavo
VaGodwin Mafira kureva vanotyaira marori uye vanga vachitaura naMavelas Muhlanganya weStudio 7 vari parunare muHarare.
Gurukota rezvemari vaPatrick Chinamasa nhasi vaudza paramende kuti chikwereto chehurumende kunyika nemabhanga ekunze chichakwira kusvika pamabhiriyoni manomwe emadhora kana hurumende ikatora chikwereto chebhanga guru renyika sezvairi kuronga pasi pemutemo weReserve Bank Debt Assumption Bill. Ivan Chifera anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vachitaura mudare National Assembly apo bhiri raverengwa kechipiri vachinamasa vati chikwereti chekunze cheRBZ chave pamamiriyoni mazana matanhatu emadhora uye kana bhiri rikapasa zvinoreva kuti chikwereti chenyika chekunze chichakwira kubva pamabhiriyoni matanhatu nechidimbu kusvika pamabhiriyoni manomwe emadhora vatiwo kutorwa kwechikwereti cheRBZ nehurumende kuchakwidza chikwereti chehurumende chemukati menyika kusvika kubhiriyoni nechidimbu chemadhora kubva pamamiriyoni mazana mana nechidimbu asi vachinamasa vati hurumende isati yatora chikwereti cheRBZ ichatanga yaongorora kuti chikwereti ichi chakamira sei uye vati bazi rezvemari rave kutoita izvi bhanga reRBZ rakaita chikwereti che$1.35 billion apo raita mabasa asinei naro asi araitumwa nehurumende kana kuti quasi physical uye chikwereti ichi chave kutadzisa kuti bhanga iri riite basa raro nemazvo mamwe mabasa aiitwa nebhanga iri pasi pechirongwa ichi kutenga zvekurimisa matarakita motokari nezvimwe nekuzvipa kuvanhu pachena pasi pemutemo uri kuzewa muparamende hurumende iri kuda kutura mutoro kubva kuRBZ nekutora chikwereti ichi asi nyanzvi munyaya dzeupfumi vanyasha muchichwa vanoti zvinoshamisa kuti hurumende iri kuda kutora chikwereti ichi asi iyo ichitadza kubhadhara zvikwereti zvainazvo nechakare vamuchichwa vati vese vakatora zvinhu kuRBZ vanofanira kubhadhara kwete kuremedza hurumende nezvikwereti asi vakatora zvinhu varipo zvichakadai pane chikwata chevemabhizimisi vekufrance vapinda munyika nechinangwa chekuzoongorora mikana yekutanga mabhizimisi muno vari kutungamira chikwata ichi vagerard wolf vati zimbabwe ine mukana wekuita mabhizimisi wakanaka chose uye makambani ekufrance anoda kutora mukana uyu kutanga mabhizimisi muno chikwata ichi chichange chiri munyika kwemazuva matatu vamuchityo vati vanobvumirana nemukuru wechikwata ichi kuti zimbabwe ine kana wakanaka wekuita mabhizimisi asi vakati chakashata chete mitemo yenyika yakaita semutemo wekupa masimba munyaya dzeupfumi kuvatema vemuno iyo inovhiringidzwa vemabhizimisi vekunze ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare ndini Ivan Chifera.
Vanhu vanosvika mazana matatu vakapona pakuurayiwa mukamba yeAuschwitz muGermany vaungana nhasi muPoland vachicherechedza makore makumi manomwe vasunungurwa kubva kutapwa nemauto emuSoviet Union. Vanhu vechiJudha vanodarika miriyoni imwe chete vakaurayiwa muPoland munguva yeWorld War II. Tatenda gumbo weStudio 7 aita hurukuro naPastor Edmo Perez Amandishe Maramwidze vanoti muJudha mutema kuti tinzwe zvezuva iri.
Isi kwatiri zvinoreva kuzadzikiswa kwemagwaro eri mubhaibheri shoko ramwari Takatarisa
kuti nasi pasi rose riri kurangarira iro zuva riye ratingatire Holocaust Memorial Day vasvitsa 70 years nasi. Imi se vamo vakabva kuIsrael iko zvinorevei kwamuri?
Isusu zvinonyatsa kutaridza kuti zvirokwazvo zvirokwazvo Mwari ane chokuita nerudzi rwake ende Mwari ane chokuita nesu. Ndi zvetotsoridza pedera Mwari nekunyatsa kuona kuti Mwari pese panenge atsamwa majudha anotambura. Kakuda kutarira mujudha uchida kuona ruko rwa Mwari nokutarira pamujudha. Kakuda kuona maripofadza aMwari nokutarira pamujudha. Kakuda kuona kushwi hasha dzaMwari nokutarira pamujudha. Kakuda kuona rudo rwa Mwari nokutarira pamujudha. Saka isusu zvinotsoridza kutambira paMwari kuti pese kuti tichifodera pamberi paMwari nokuti zvokwazvo ndorudzi rwodiwa. Tikatarira nguva nesusu kwamagariro atanga tiita. Tanga tichiongo vanhu vanosemiwa. Vanodzi mabva kure vanhu vakadai vanotikatotsina itani bimbo glory kwatiri zvinhu zvanga zvichikutinetsawo magarira anenge anga achikutinetsa. Why? Because turudzi rwakasadzwa naMwari ende kushayiwa kwakunhamo dzakaonekwa dzakasongwa nadzo mwedu kuana Poland kuana German kuana kwese kwese kuku zvinotibatawo nekusi wose nezeka nekuti ndiwo vanhu vedu.
Tine urombo vateereri uyo angari Marvelous Mhlanganya uyo Studio 7 achita hurukuro naPastor Edmo Perez amandishe maramwidze.
Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa rusarura ruri kuitika muSouth Africa.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi titumirei matext messages panhamba dzinoti 1-202-465-0318 muchirudza namba dzenyu kuitira kuti tigokufonerai.
Munogonawo kufona panhamba dzinoti 001-202-617-2077 kuti mutaure paLive Talk.
Kukambo happy birthday kubva kuna Leonard Karikoga Ishakata. Tichiridzira vakomana nevasikana vose vepa Studio 7 iyo yasvika makore gumi nemaviri yatanga kutepfenyura. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera jonga yakaita timbotarisa musoro inawo zvakare.
China yonyorerana chibvumirano neAfrican Union chichaita kuti China ibatsire mukuvakwa kwenjanji dzechizvino zvino dzinopfuura nemunyika dzose dzemuAfrica.
Vasevia kasukuere voita nende shure pachikumbiro chebato ravo kuManicaland chekuti vaimbova munyori anoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa mubato iri vaDidmas Mutasa vadzingwe.
Tashuka kumagume echirongwa chedu anokuoneka ine mufaro ndini Jonga Kandemiri.
Nenwenyu Blessing Zulu toksia mina Chris Gande na Jonga.
Thank you, Jonga and Blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, January 27, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A senior ZANU-PF Politburo member says President Robert Mugabe is the most suitable person to lead both the African Union and SADC as pressure mounts on the AU to give him a pass as chairman of the continental body.
Now that he's assuming the African Union chairpersonship and also the chairperson of SADC, it says a lot of a man who really does not mind about solving his problems, that is, at home.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa says government's takeover of the $1.35 billion Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe debt will push the country's external debt to almost $7 billion.
Speaker says the bill proposes to liquidate the assumed debt through issuance of treasury bills or any other debt paper.
And China and the African Union today signed a memorandum of understanding that the Chinese are dubbing the project of the century.
A senior ZANU-PF Politburo member says President Robert Mugabe is the most suitable person to lead both the African Union and SADC at this point in time as pressure mounts on the AU to give him a pass as chairman of the continental body at the summit that is currently underway in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Mr. Mugabe is tipped to chair the African Union even as tensions are rising in his ruling ZANU-PF party, and the country is being described by some think tanks as fast becoming a failing state. Some African non-governmental organizations expressed concern at Mr. Mugabe assuming the role, citing his alleged tainted human rights record. Tension is again escalating in ZANU-PF as political commissar Sevia Kasukuere tries to restructure the party after the ouster of former Vice President Joyce Mujuru and her perceived allies.
Party insiders say provinces such as Mashonaland Central, Mashonaland East, Mashingo, Manicaland and Bulawayo have been torn by infighting. Some economists say as the ruling party focuses on internal disputes, the country's economic challenges are not being addressed. Mr. Mugabe, as chairman of the African Union and SADC, is expected to host top-level ministerial meetings and extraordinary summits that some analysts say might end up straining Harare's resources. Independent political analyst Blessing Vava tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that Mr. Mugabe will focus on his foreign policy, neglecting Zimbabweans.
It's a lot on President Mugabe's table, but as you know that President Mugabe is not very much worried about what is happening in Zimbabwe, you know, for a fact that he's just coming from a holiday that he went while the people of Zimbabwe are facing a lot of economic challenges. And also his party, ZANU-PF, is facing a lot of challenges. So that on its own shows you that this is not a man who's really serious in tackling the issues that are affecting his country. And now that he's assuming the African Union chairpersonship and is also the chairperson of SADC, it says a lot of a man who really does not mind about solving his problems, that is, at home, but is very much worried about globe-trotting, flying away from this country.
Turning to the problems in his ruling ZANU-PF party, the party promised that after its Congress, all will be well. Why is it that political temperatures are still rising?
ZANU-PF is a party that is too many factions. In fact, we're just being told of the Mujuru and the Mnangagwa factions. But what is now at play, it clearly shows that there are many factions in ZANU-PF. The issue of succession is a very serious issue in ZANU-PF. All the factions that are there now, they know for a fact that President Mugabe is now too old, and President Mugabe probably is now every day becoming incapacitated to lead the state.
That was independent political analyst Blessing Vava speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. Reacting, former cabinet minister and ZANU-PF Politburo member Munyaradzi Paul Mangwana tells Blessing Zulu that Mr. Mugabe is the most capable person to lead Africa.
I think President Mugabe is the most suitable person to lead both SADC and Africa at this point in time. He has got a wealth of experience in dealing with challenges. He has been in power for over 30 years. He led the war of liberation. He understands the challenges any African country can face, both politically and economically, and is best suited to give guidance. Apparently, when he's chairman of SADC, he's not a full-time employee of SADC. When he's chairman of the AU, he's not a full-time employee of the AU. There are structures which have been put in place. What he needs to give is simply guidance on how to resolve any challenges which may face SADC as a region and the AU as a continent. I do not think you have a problem at all. The experienced people running structures in SADC, in the AU. AU is being led by a very competent diplomat in the form of Madam Nkosazana Zuma, and she's able to steer Africa while she's getting political guidance in terms of decision-making from the most experienced politician on this earth, President Mugabe.
But Mr. Mangwana, Mr. Mugabe's critics are saying Zimbabwe is, quote, a failing state, and there is nothing that Africa can learn from Zimbabwe looking at its economy and its record when it comes to human rights issues.
Zimbabwe is not a failing state at all. We have been under sanctions for a record period of 15 years. The only other country which has gone through a longer period of sanctions than Zimbabwe is Cuba. And we have learned to be self-sufficient, looking for solutions within. We have a running economy. It may not be running at the pace which we want. We have our people going to school. They've got food on the table. Health institutions are running. The whole state is running. We are busy retooling our own infrastructure. We are now working on ensuring that our industry ticks again.
Former cabinet minister and ZANU-PF Politburo member Munyaradzi Paul Mangwana speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
Meanwhile, ZANU-PF National Political Commissar Sevia Kasukwere has backtracked on his decision to block the expulsion of the party's former Secretary for Administration Didmus Mutasa after the ruling party's Manicaland Provincial Executive Committee had proposed the former party stalwart be expelled from the former Liberation Party. Kasukwere told a news conference at the ZANU-PF headquarters that the party's Politburo will take the necessary measures against Mutasa.
Manicaland province have made a recommendation on Comrade Didmus Mutasa, and it's everything to do with his conduct, what he has been saying, what he has been doing, and the party is not excited at all. And so we have made it clear even before that I don't see how Politburo will send in the way of that kind of recommendation coming from Manicaland. Why would we turn around and say withdraw it?
On Monday, Kasukwere told Studio 7 after his party's provincial coordinating meeting in Mutare that what the party has done in sidelining Mutasa and his colleagues was enough, adding that all suspended members would remain in the party. He added that there were no plans of taking further action against the suspended individuals. Kasukwere also announced that Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa's wife, Auxilia, will contest in the March parliamentary by-elections on a ZANU-PF ticket for the Chirumanzu Sibagwe constituency following the elevation of her husband to the post of Vice President. He added that Banuel Senyemwe will represent the party in Mount Darwin West after the seat fell vacant following the appointment of now ousted Vice President Joyce Mujuru.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa says government's takeover of the $1.35 billion Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe debt will push the country's external debt to almost $7 billion. He says the country's domestic debt is expected to soar to more than $1 billion. Our correspondent Ivan Chifera has more details from Harare.
Chinamasa told lawmakers during the second reading of the Reserve Bank Debt Assumption Bill that the central bank's external debt, which currently stands at $596 million, will push the country's external debt to almost $7 billion if Parliament passes the bill authorizing government to take over the RBZ debt.
Government will assume the Reserve Bank's external debt, estimated at $596.02 million, to add to its stock of existing external debt of $6.2 billion to be dealt with as part of deliberations with multilateral institutions and creditors who are members of the Paris Club and other bilateral creditors.
He said the central bank debt would be subject to validation and reconciliation to establish the extent of the bank's liability. Chinamasa said the Treasury is already validating the debt through its debt management office. He said the debt would be liquidated through various ways such as issuance of Treasury bills.
Mr. Speaker said the bill proposes to liquidate the assumed debt through issuance of Treasury bills or any other debt is paid. No stamp duty or other duty or tax and no fees or other charges shall be payable in respect of anything done under this act.
The central bank debt accrued through quasi-fiscal activities, which included, among other things, the procurement of farming equipment that was distributed freely to mostly ZANU-PF supporters and purchasing of vehicles for lawmakers and some government departments. The debt assumption bill, if passed into law, would authorize government to take over RBZ debt accrued prior to December the 31st, 2008. Economist Nyasha Mchichwa says government is already in a debt trap and does not need to assume the RBZ debt, given that those who got equipment from the bank had not repaid their loans. He said he is surprised government is taking over the RBZ debt when it cannot manage to pay interest on its huge debt. Meanwhile, a French business delegation led by Gerard Wolf, the vice chairman of the Africa Committee of the MEDEF International, is in Zimbabwe for 3 days to assess investment opportunities in the country. Wolf told journalists in Harare that French companies are well aware of Zimbabwe's economic potential and investment opportunities. He noted that Zimbabwe offers a good environment for international investors. 10 companies are part of the business delegation with interest in sectors such as infrastructure, transport, and logistics. British and Danish investment groups visited the country last year, but it still remains to be seen whether they will invest in the Southern African nation with the feared indigenization law, which compels foreign-owned firms to transfer majority equity stakes to local people. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
While people in Manicaland may be celebrating after two schools in the province bested the top 100 schools in terms of A-level performance last year, those in other provinces that did not fare so well are wondering what can be done to improve their ranking. A rankings list released by ZIMSEC yesterday shows St. Faith Secondary School at number 1, followed by Nyanga High. St. Anthony High from Mashingo is at number 3. Matabeleland province failed to make it into the top 10. Studio 7's reporter Ntungamili Nkomo reached Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe Secretary General Raymond Majongwe, who says government should focus more on the poor performing schools to improve performance.
If you're going to find that one province does good, it's because the churches had an interest. They built so many schools. So ordinarily, where we have the biggest number of schools, performance in that particular area will obviously also be the best, and the results will appear very positive in those areas. But if you're also going to analyze the facts in terms of how pupils are accepted into these schools, there are schools that will tell you clearly that without 5, 6, 7, 8, you are not welcome. And those schools are bound to perform better. When these this analysis is being made, it must also include those places, because if you are going to tell me that this school had 100% when it took every child into their classes with 7 A's and all of them get a pass rate, let's go to those schools where the teachers toiled and made those people who had C's at all level get A's and B's at A level. Then we reward those. Because as long as they are going to be talking of these schools where they are performing and living up to the expectations of the parents of these children who came in because they were the cream, de la cream, then the analysis falls short. But as far as we are concerned, we say to those that did well, well done, but we want to interrogate this system more scientifically and properly.
For those that did not fare very well, what do you think should be done?
The situation is very clear. We have schools that have no capacity, schools that have no books. Teachers are not well paid. They remove the incentives. There's a lot of bickering and a lot of anger and trepidation within the teacher movement. Teachers are not happy. So as long as these issues, the issues around remuneration, payment, housing, and pensions and everything are not addressed, we are not going to get the best of results.
That was PTUZ Secretary General Raymond Majongwe speaking with Studio 7's Ntungameli Nkomo from Harare. In a related development, representatives of government workers failed to meet as arranged today, as some of them did not turn up for a meeting called to press the Zimbabwe government to address outstanding issues, change in pay debts, and a proposed strike. Apex Council member Sifiso Ndlovu of the Zimbabwe Teachers Union told Studio 7 the meeting was meant to get a feedback from members after unions met a fortnight ago and agreed to consult their members first before they make a decision.
The meeting failed to take off because some unions did not come to the meeting and therefore we could not proceed with the meeting in the absence of that. As it was a meeting that was seeking to find the consensus on the way forward, particularly on the resolution that was being mooted at Apex, that people want to go in this election. But then because of that absence of some unions, it became impossible to find any platform meaningful enough to declare any conclusion to that resolution.
What were the reasons given by these unions?
As of me, I have not been appraised, but what I know for certain is that there are not enough numbers to support any meeting and come up with a possible decision.
We understand that unions were divided over this industrial action issue. Can we say this is one of the reasons why some unions failed to turn up?
I suspect that could be one of the reasons, but then without anybody telling us why they're not in, that's the cause. But for those that were there, some had already declared and clearly indicated their positions, indicating that the issue of the strike was not an appropriate weapon to be used. The timing would not really yield any results.
That was Zimbabwe Teachers Association Chief Executive Officer Sifiso Ndlovu in Harare. Some civil servants are reported to have chickened out of the meeting after calls for a strike were linked to some ousted ZANU-PF officials, including former Vice President Joyce Mujuru. We also reached Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe Secretary Raymond Majongwe, who says he was disappointed that some unions decided to boycott the meeting, yet they claim to represent workers.
Apparently, what happened was when we got to the PSA house where we normally do our meeting, we were told that the meeting room, the boardroom, was already booked, and therefore we couldn't meet in it. So we were then told that we were going to meet at Zinta. But the real question is, this is a meeting that was penciled for the 27th 2 weeks ago. And to our surprise, we then couldn't meet. Another tragedy was the leadership of the Apex Council, save for the chairperson, Richard Gundan. All of them were not present. So finally, when we then convened at Zinta, we were able to share the references and it became clearer that our suspicions were that there was a meeting that was held and people agreed and connived that they were not going to attend this meeting for the 27th. And that then made the proceeding and getting to make any resolution or decision impossible.
That was PTUZ Secretary Raymond Majongwe in Harare with Studio 7.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.
Now let's take a look at regional and international news.
Islamic State militants have threatened to kill a Japanese and Jordanian hostage within 24 hours, according to an online message attributed to the group.
About 3,000 child soldiers will be released from an armed group in South Sudan, according to the United Nations Children's Agency Fund, UNICEF.
U.S. President Barack Obama is in Riyadh leading a 30-member delegation to pay respects following the death of Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah.
A massive winter storm dropped 30 centimeters of snow on the northeastern U.S. by Tuesday morning, but fell short of forecasters' worst predictions.
Indonesia's military has halted search and recovery efforts for an Air Asia flight that crashed into the Java Sea last month, killing all 162 people on board.
And the Pentagon says Kurdish fighters now control about 90% of the Syrian city of Kobani, denying the Islamic State militants one of their strategic goals.
China and the African Union today signed a memorandum of understanding that the Chinese are dubbing the project of the century. Signed under the framework of the continent's Agenda 2063 that seeks to drive development in Africa, the MOU on continental transport will change the face of Africa if it is fully implemented. VOA Studio 7 Sandra Nyaira has the details from Addis Ababa in Ethiopia.
The African Union Commission Chairperson Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma and Mr. Zhang Ming, the Special Envoy of the Chinese Government and Vice Foreign Minister of China, signed the memorandum that will see China help Africa develop high-speed rail linking all 54 countries through high-speed railway, aviation, road highways and industrialization infrastructure. Dlamini Zuma said although there are some historical ties between Africa and China, this mammoth project is the first of its kind between China and Africa at continental level. She said it will help Africans develop and deal with issues of joblessness, poverty and related issues.
Amongst the things we've agreed on is also to train so that we have the skills both to deal with all the areas. So this is really the most substantive project the AU has ever had with any partner.
Mr. Zhang dubbed the Memorandum of Understanding the document of the century, adding, though ambitious and broad, the project was feasible. He said it would change the face of Africa, especially as economies in most African countries continue to improve. He said China has enough expertise and knowledge on high-speed rail, road transportation and related issues that will help change the lives of ordinary people. In aviation, for example, Mr. Zhang said travel hubs will be created, cutting the existing code that sees Africans traveling within the continent having to go to the west first to catch connecting flights back to Africa.
这个李总理和马总理之间, I still remember during the meeting between my premier and Madam Zuma, Madam Zuma mentioned that the African people have a dream of having the day when all the 54 African capitals will be linked by high-speed rail.
The two refused to quantify the cost of the project, but Dlamini Zuma said teams on the ground were still to come up with a figure, working out financing modalities and related issues. She said a nuclear of teams has already been put in place to work on high-speed rail, aviation and industrialization, with teams already working in the countries in which the project will begin. Meanwhile, the AU chairperson, in outlining the AU summit agenda to journalists, said one of the most important issues outside terrorism, conflict in a number of countries, and peace and security that heads of state will discuss this week is the funding of the Pan-African body.
There is flexibility in terms of what countries, what mechanisms countries can use to get those resources. Some countries may decide that they'll just pay directly from their fiscus. There's no problem with that. The reason we even went into looking at alternate sources of funding is that some countries were saying it would not be possible for them to increase the contribution if it's based only on their fiscus.
She said alternative sources of funding need to be secured for the AU, with member states contributing more. The AU needs more predictable funding from member states in addition to what is coming in from donor organizations. President Robert Mugabe is expected to attend the summit with other African leaders. He is also expected to assume the chairmanship of the AU. Reporting for Studio 7 from Addis Ababa in Ethiopia, I'm Sandra Nyaira.
Around 300 survivors of the Auschwitz death camp were gathering on Tuesday to mark 70 years since its liberation by Soviet troops, joined by world leaders for a commemoration held in the shadow of war in Ukraine and a rise in anti-Semitism in Europe. Tuesday's gathering in southern Poland marks perhaps the last major anniversary that survivors of the Nazi German camp will be able to attend in numbers, given the youngest are now in their 70s. Some 1,500 attended the 60th anniversary. Around 1.5 million people, mainly European Jews, were gassed, shot, hanged, and burnt at the camp in southern Poland during World War II before the Red Army entered its gates in winter 1945. It has become probably the most poignant symbol of a Holocaust that claimed 6 million Jewish lives across Europe. For perspective, reporter Tatenda Kumbo speaks with Edmo Perez Hamandishe Maramwidze of the Lemba people of Zimbabwe and South Africa, who have traced their roots back to Israel. Maramwidze, who is a Messianic Jewish pastor and former Gutu North member of parliament, says today is a day to reflect on the Holocaust.
Our ancestors came from Israel 2,600 years ago. They came from a place called Lemba, in which you can find an old, old map of Israel. We came from there.
Today, it is the Holocaust Memorial, where the world is marking 70 years since the liberation of Auschwitz by Soviet troops. What does this mean to yourself, but also Zimbabweans and everyone worldwide when we look at this day?
Now, you see, we are also attached to what happened to the Jews in Europe, in Russia, in Poland, and all those places. We are attached to that. It's just that, and you know, wherever a Jew is, he suffers persecution. He suffers a lot of, they face a lot of persecution because they are foreigners in their land. Like us, the Lemba, we're called the Vanam Son, meaning that we are visitors in this land.
That was Edmo Perez Hamandishe Maramwidze of the Lemba people of Zimbabwe and South Africa, who trace their roots back to Israel, speaking with Studio 7's Tatenda Gumbo.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. when our hosts will be talking with listeners and experts about the looting of shops owned by foreigners in South Africa as some Zimbabweans flee Soweto.
To join the discussion, text us at 001-202-465-0318 so we can call you back from our studios.
And now to recap today's top stories.
A senior ZANU-PF Politburo member says President Robert Mugabe is the most suitable person to lead both the African Union and SADC.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa says government's takeover of the $1.35 billion Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe debt will push the country's external debt to almost $7 billion.
And China and the African Union today signed a memorandum of understanding that the Chinese are dubbing the project of the century.
That's our broadcast this evening.
Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Chris Gande in Washington. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Jonga Lo Chris. Siqale ngokuzitshayela ihlombe khonapha emsakazweni we-Studio 7 ngokufikisa iminyaka elitshumi lambili sizelwe kumbe sisungulweyo esingathi yi-happy birthday. Litshona njani emakhaya yikudibana emsakazweni we-Studio 7 ngolwesibili mhlaka 27 ngozibandlela 2015. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise-Washington DC. Walamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungamili Nkomo.
Lo sithandekile Mhlanga.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ngokubona kwami kumele kube ne esingathi i-debt audit bengakathathi izimali ukuthi sibe wazithwile ukuthi izimali zisebenzeni, zisebenze ngendlela enjani njalo. Ezinye zangifunda ziza kubuyiselwa kanjani.
Ingcwethi ezicobungula izenotho zisola inyathelo likahulumente lokuthatha isikweletu sebhanga lelizwe le-Reserve Bank esifika phose $596 million ukuthi sibe ngumlando wakhe.
Ngoba uzananzele ukuthi zikhona ezinye izikolo ezemathekeleleni ezakugcina vele sezivala lamaklasi ka-ayosayensi ngenxa yokusilela kwemishile, ngenxa yokusilela kwempaka, ngenxa yokusilela kwemithi.
Inhlanganiso ye-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe namhla ikhuthaze uhulumende ukuthi athuthukise izikolo ezingaphumelelanga kuzifundo ze-A-level nyakenye.
Ele-China lilobelane isivumelano lamazwe awenhlanganiso omanyano wamazwe abensundu o-African Union lamhlanje esohlelo olubabazwa ukuthi luzamangalisa umhlaba ngoba luzaletha intuthuko kuleli zwekazi.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela.
Umphathintambo ogatsha lukahulumende olubona ngezemali umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa uthi uhulumende useqalisile ukulungiselela ukuthatha isikwelede sebhanga lelizwe le-Reserve Bank esefika phose kumadola ayizigidi ezingamakhulu ayisithupha i-$596 million ukuthi sibe ngumlando wakhe. Uthi lokhu kungenzakala ilizwe liza kuba lenani lesikwelede esedlula amadola ngamabhiliyoni ayisikhombisa ngaphandle kwelizwe kanye lebhiliyoni elilodwa elizweni. Umnumzana Chinamasa ubefunda okwesibili ugwalo lomthetho we-Reserve Bank Debt Assumption Bill lamuhla edalele ephalamende ebelivulwa okwakuqala okwabonalo umnyaka. Wengezelele wathi ugatsha lwakhe lwe-Treasury soluqalisile ukuhlolisisa lesi sikwelede njalo uhulumende ukhangelele ukusibhadala ngendlela ezitshiyeneyo ezigoqela inhlelo zakhe ze-Treasury Bills. Kodwa ingcwethi ezicobungula umnotho welizwe zithi lokhu akusonyathelo elihle. Asizwe nimbono yenye yalezi ngcwethi umnumzana Masimba Kuchera.
Mhlabe thathi isikwezi meziyana befunda amakwaza e-fiscal project. Sisakhumbula ukuthi kuye izinto ezinjengebhakosi namanye ama-programs abuye lo babukhidwe ngono esikhathini sakhe engu-Reserve Bank kazina. So uhulumende uzama ukuthi afinyelele lawo ma-programs awafake phansi kwe-carpet ngokuthatha isikweleti lezi. Zizakhulwa njalo ukuthi kulamankampani amaningi athathelwe izimali zabo namabhenki athathelwe izimali zabo nge-Reserve Bank. I-CTF
yena ivivalekela ama sanctions
engekela ukusithatha isikwelede ohulumende kuzayenzakalani ngaso
i-reserve bank ngokwayo kumele i-raise ezingathi ngamabonds kumbe enye indlela eyokuthi babuyisele lezi mali kodwa ngibona njengani uhulumende uzasithatha lesi sikwelede ngoba into eziningi ebezenziwa i-reserve bank bebe nikwa ama-instructions ngohulumende ukuthi thathanini izimali ezinje sinikele izimali ezinje so ngibona njengani uhulumende uzathatha sibili izimali leziyana isikweleti lesi asenze ngesakhe abantu ababhadala ama-tax la eZimbabwe ama-taxpayers bahle bebuyisele lezi zimali kodwa ngokubona kwami bekumele kube le esingathi i-debt audit bengakathathi izimali lezi ukuthi sibe wazi sibili ukuthi izimali zisebenzeni senze ngendlela enjani njalo ezinye zangkhona ziza kubuyiselwa kanjani
kuyini okungabe kungcono ukuthi uhulumende akwenze okungayisikho kuthatha lesi sikwelede
khathesi angibona ukuthi uzaba nelinye icebo uhulumende ama-MP amaningi akhona lapha ngingaweza nokhiya bazavotela ukuthi isikwelede lesi sibe ngesikauhulumende kusitho ukuthi abantu ababhadala imithelo bazabhadala imithelo eningayana sikhala ukwehlula ababeyibhadala ngoba amakampani lama-university lama-banks athethelwe izimali zawo baye bezifuna uhulumende uthi engathathi lesikweleti uzakwanisa ukuthi abanike ama-bonds lezinye into ezinjengalezo ukuthi babuyisele izimali zangikhona kodwa azi ukuthi uzazela ngikomoni ngoba isikweleti sangikhona sinkulu kakhulu
lo mnumzana Masimba kutshera incwethi yecubungula izomnotho welizwe bekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare.
Umhlangano wezisebenzi zikahulumende obumele wenziwe namhla okuhlaziya udaba lokuthi izisebenzi lezi zingene naye ezitaladeni zitshengisela phezu kodaba lweholo kawusabanga khona. Lo mhlangano wabizwa kumaviki amabili edluleyo ngemva kokuba uhulumende ehluleke ukwengezelela iholo lezisebenzi zakhe zona ezithi zifuna lo oleholo eliphansi athole imali edlula kancane amakhulu amahlanu. Okwamanje isisebenzi sikahulumende sihola imali ephansi sithola amadola angamakhulu amathathu. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxele umkhokheli wenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lababalisi izimta umnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu yena othi okungabe kwehlule emhlanganweni lo yikuthi kukhanya kungela kuvumelana kudaba lokutshengisela lolu.
Amanye ama-union ebengekho kulomhlangano ukuze sihlanganise imibono ebesasithe sifuna ukuyihlanganisa thole ukuba siyatholana na kumbe siyavumelana ngodaba lolu lwamphoselwe ngabanye ukuthi ngabe kuba khona ukubhiyoza isiteleka phela kodwa-ke akusabanga khona lo mhlangano.
Esesike sezwa imbono ehlukeneyo phezu kodaba lwe-strike lolu kungaba yiso na isizathu esibangele ukubana umhlangano ungaphumeleli?
Ngingafanisela lami ngitsho njalo kodwa nxa umuntu bengekho engashongo yena ngaphambilini ukuthi kuyini okubambileyo ngeke ngitsho ngokumqotho kodwa ngingafanisela ngithi yikho okunye okungadondisa abantu ukuthi babe madolozima ngoba belanda into abavele bengayikholwa.
Imbono ehlulwayo kuyini? Kuyohlulwa kuyini okubangela ukuthi kube le mbono ehlukene?
Ukuthi imbono ibangela kuyini ukuthi iningi liyakhombisa ukuthi mhlawumbe zona izizathu ezenza ukuthi abantu bazizwe belomfutho kuya kusitebeka ungathi zilula kathi-ke njalo kasizo zizathu ezingabe zitshengisa ukuthi sezike zaxukwaxukwa kwaze kwafika lapho kuthini abantu sebesithi hhayi sesidinga ukuthi-ke kukhale izibhakela. Ngaleyo ndlela-ke abanye bathi kathi sisajaha ukukhwatsha intonga sithuze singazange sihlale phansi sixoxe okokuqala kuhamba kuthini yikodwa kusenza ngathi abantu bayehlukana kathi nesikhathi sakhona sokuthi kusetshenziswe ukuthi kubhiyozwa ngalesi sikhathi nje kuhloswe ukuthi kuvezeni ngoba phela isikhathi sokubhiyoza kusesikhathi ukuthi uyawufisa ukuthi lalo ombhiyozelayo aguqe ngedolo abuye etafuleni likhulume njalo kanti khona ngathesi kungayo isikhathi sakhona yini leso.
Manje umhlangano nalo usuzenziwa nini njalo?
Okwamanje ngake ngitsho sesibelele ukuthi uchairman le komiti yakhe bahlangane babuye basitshele basiqoqe njalo basho ukuthi hhayi singahlangana ngaleli langa kodwa okwamanje awu ungaphosa ukuthi nje ngayikho le nkukhu esingawachitha amanzi.
Umnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu ngomkhokheli wenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lababalisi iZimta obexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande we Studio 7 eseHarare.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave la kushortwave 4930-12080 la ku 15775 kilohertz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Inhlanganiso ye Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe namhla ikhuthaze uhulumende ukuthi athuthukise isikolo ezingaphumelelanga kuzifundo ze-A-level nyakenye ngokuzithengela ingwalo ezidingakalayo kanye lokulungisisa inhlalakahle yababalisi. Inhlanganiso le yethule inkuthazo le kulandela uluhlu lwezikolo eziphumeleleyo nyakenye olwethulwe yiZimseke izolo. Phakathi kwesikolo ezilitshumi ezihamba phambili akula lesi sodwa esisemathebeleland. Isikolo seSt Faith eManicaland yiso esihlezi kunumber 1, silandelwa iNyanga High School laso esisesigabeni sinye. Kunumber 3 kule St Anthony High esisemaSwingo. Phakathi koluhlu lwesikolo ezilikhulu ezihamba phambili isigaba seMathebeleland South silezine ezibalisa iTongwe High leZezani High eBaitbridge, iManama eGwanda leMpandeni eplumtree. Ezikhokhelayo eMathebeleland South kuphela zigoqela iMtshabezi iThekwane lePhakamani. EMathebeleland North kuleChabanda eBhinga eMpophoma koBulawayo kanye leNkulumane. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba siqhume umnumzana Justin Majale, yena ofundisa eJoshua Mqabu Konkomo College.
Ya, okokuqala yikuthi kumele sikhangele ukuthi ukupasa kwabantwana ayisiyo mpumelo ekumele sikhangele ekuqineni, kodwa yindlela okuqhutshwa ngayo izifundo esingathi yiprocess ukuthi nalaba abafundi sibafundisa ukuthi bapase, bayakuthola yini konke lokho kumele bakuthole ukwenzela ukuthi bapase, hatshi ukuthi kugcine sokuthi abaphumelelanga. Okungangokuthi balawo amabhuku, balawo ababalisi abafaneleyo, balayo imitshina ngawe labantu abayezisayensi, balayo imitshina lezindlu zokufundela eziqondileyo okuzayenza ukuthi baphumelele ekugcineni. Nxa kungekho lokho kuzaba nzima, ikakhulu kulo mhlubulo emandebeleni ukuthi bayenze kuhle njengabanye kwezinye indawo, ngoba uzakhela ukuthi ukuthi abantwana baphumelele baqhubekele yizo zonke izinto ezenza ukuthi babhase, ngabe sezama-sayensi zamalebhari abe lemithi, abe lemitshina, abe lamakhompyutha, kube lamabhuku, kube lababalisi, zonke izinto ezisekela ukufunda zibe khona. Yikho ekugcineni singathi mhlawumbe baphumelele, hathi abaphumelelanga. Kodwa engikubonayo yikuthi okunengisasilela ikakhulu kule mhlubulo ebandekeleni.
Zona izifundo ze-science kona ngapho eMathebeleland ungathi ziqhutshwa ngemfanelo yini? Akhona ama-lab bayafunda ngendlela abafundi?
Akuqhutshwa ngefanele, ngoba uzanazele ukuthi zikhona ezinye izikolo ezeMathebeleland ezazigcina vele sezivala lama-klasi ka-science ngenxa yokusilela kwemtshile, ngenxa yokusilela kwempahla, ngenxa yokusilela kwemithi. Ongawo ukuthi lanxa sebefunda abanakho lokwana okubaxhasayo kakhulu ukuthi bayenze kuhle ezifundweni. Lanxa singaba namayunivesithi afana labonasi esithi akhangelele zenezi ezesayensi lezemitshina, kodwa kusuka kubuya abanye abasuka phandle ngenxa yokuthi zenezi izikole ezikhona lapha azingezi ziprojuse bona lapha abantwana esifuna ukuthi bangene endaweni ezingabonazi. So kuyadingakala kakhulu ukuthi izikole lezi ziphathise, zisekele, zibe lakho konke ukwenzisa abantu abethu bangafunda kuhle bafane nje nabanye, kodwa kusaswelakala sisemuva kakhulu.
Umnumzana Justin Majale ufundisa ekolishini leJoshua Mqabu Konkomo eGwanda.
Inkulungwane zezifundi bezisemhlanganweni yamakolishi angaphandle kwelizwe ngenjongo yokuthola indawo
yokuqhubeka ngemfundo yaphezulu ngesikhathi amakolishi anje evukisa imisebenzi yawo kwele Zimbabwe embukisweni wezemfundo we-Education Expo. Intatheli zindaba yethu Mark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Inkulungwane zabasakhulayo zingene umbukiso wezemfundo owe-International Education Expo owenzelwe eHarare izolo, uhlanganisela amakolishi lamayunivesithi edlula alitshumi avela kundawana ezitshiyeneyo zomhlaba ezigoqela iEurope, Canada, South Africa le-Australia phakathi kwamanye. Umnumzana Lebo Mzimbi omela ikolishi leMonash University yakwele South Africa uthi lokhu kutholisa izifundi zakuleli ithuba lokuzwisisa ngamathuba atholakala kumakolishi afana lelakhe elikhanya lithakazelelwa izifundi eziningi zeZimbabwe. Umnumzana Trust Nubu oqhuba izifundo zaphezulu leyunivesithi yeZimbabwe uthi lokhu kukhanya kuyikudinga amathuba angcono izizalwane zeZimbabwe.
Elizweni laba almost i province yonke ngaphandle kwa Matabeleland South ile university kodwa so asingeke sithi kona kona ngama kule shortage kungama kule kuseleka kwendawo zokuthi abafundi lezi ziyefunda khona kodwa inkinga yabake ukuthi engxe abantu nje sebethanda ukuyafunda ngaphandle njoba sibona lati umnotho welizwe ukhanya ngani vele lokuyehla. So umuntu engxe yabecabanga ukuthi mangiyafunda ngaphandle kwelizwe engabe elalo ithuba lokuthi ethule umsebenzi.
Kulandela impumelo yemihloliso ye-A level kuleli, izifundi ziyaphithizela zidinga indawo zokuqhubela izifundo zazo zaphezulu. Njalo kulokuqonga kwenani lenhlanganiso zama-university amazweni akhuthaza izifundo ukuba ziyofunda ke kiwo okugoqela wona umbukiso owe-Education Expo. Umbukiso yezemfundo yakwele Melika yaphezulu yakwele Melika yenziwa minyaka yonke ngamahofisi akwele Melika eZimbabwe kunye lamashowa amakolishi avela emazweni angesempumalanga ogoqela iRussia, China lamanye okukhanya lakho sokuqonga. Unobu uthi noma kuyinto edulayo ukuyafunda ngaphandle kwelizwe, abanengi sebebona lilithuba elingabaphathisa ukuba bethole imisebenzi kangcono emazweni lawo kanye lokuzothuthukisa ilizwe lapho sebephenduka ekhaya.
Umuntu uyabe sinanzela ukuthi uma engafunda lapha eZimbabwe la uzaba lakho yena ukuthi ethole umsebenzi ephendule ukufunda ekhangela ukuthi ayingxeka sozethola umsebenzi. So amathuba ake ukuthi uma engafunda phandle kwelizwe engazama ukulungisa amaphepha ake khonale ungakwazi ukuthola umsebenzi phandle kwelizwe. So umuntu uyabe sinanzela ukuthi ayebo ungaba kudula okwamanje ukuthi eqede izifundo zakhe kodwa eseqedile izifundo zakhe ungakwazi ukuthola umsebenzi njengoba lapha sibona ukuthi abaningi abaqedile izifundo zangkona emakholeji namayunivesithi lapha bancane sebejengisa i-airtime ministry.
Umnumzana Mzimbi uthi imibuzo eminingi abayitholayo kulabo abadinga indawo ngemayelana losizo lwemali lwama-scholarships ethi ikolishi lakhe liyaphathisa lalo kulolu daba linikeza usizo lwemali ikakhulu kuzifundi eziyabe ziphumelele kakuhle ethi ngoba kusiba nzima ukuba bencitshe uncedo olunje kuzifundi ezilama-points alitshumi kumbe ukwedlula leziyabe ziphume labo A kuphela kuzifundo zazo. Omunye wabaxoxa lumhlangano unkosikazi Judith Ward uthi ishowa yakhe izadlulela kwamanye amadolobha agoqela igweru lakobulawayo zimhlaka 31 wayona le inyanga. Uthi baphathisa izifundi ngokubahlanganisa lamakolishi anje kunye lokudinga amavisa lendawo zokuhlala lokubaxwayisa ngendaba yokukhetha izifundo kakuhle abekhangelela imisebenzi abazafuna ukuyenza kwela kusasa. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Ezinye zezizalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala elokishini leSoweto kwele South Africa lapho osokuqhamuke khona odlakela olubhekiswe kwaba kwamanye amazwe zithi sezithutha eSoweto zisiyahlala edolobheni leJohannesburg ngoba zisabela impilo zazo. Kubika uBenedictine Nhlapo.
Izalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala elokishini leSoweto eJohannesburg esikhulumele Studio 7 zithi udlakela olubhekiswe kwabakwamanye amazwe oluqale ngokuthathwa ngodli kwempahla ezitolo zabakwamanye amazwe selubachiye bephethe amathumbu ngezandla. Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Mandla Ngwenya ohlala eSnake Park eSoweto uthi kasoke akhohlwa akubone kusenzakala ngesikhathi kuqala lodlakela ngomvulo weviki ephelileyo.
Tema ngifika mina ngithola amashopu amakula kubulawa imduli ini babulala konke bethatha izinto tata la mafriji la besia watayisa lan lan. Bebe kocha maitopia onke kuleli nye litubulu mtu benchonja. Bachage bakocha kekona pungina ya longa.
Omunye njalo we Zimbabwe uhlala eSoweto uNkosazana noMazulu Moyo uthi okubethusa kakhulu ukuthi izakhamizi zeSoweto sezikubeke kwacaca ukuthi abakwamanye amazwe baphume baphele kuleli lokuthi.
Omunye wakhona wathi siqale ngamagula silandela ngani lonke abangaphandle amaZimbabwe siyalingenela one by one. Kunomiba bamkhiphileyo imali yabo bamthathela o-TV yonke into i-property yakhe kusho khona ukuthi bafuna ukuyathengisa bazenzela imali. Ngokubona kwamaphoyisa awenza umsebenzi o-enough ngoba kube bawenza konke lokhu bekuze kufike kulesi stage.
Umnumzana Ngwenyalaye uthi sebevele baqala ukuxotsha nokutshaya abakwamanye amazwe abaloja ezindlini ezakhelwa abantu mahala nguhulumente.
Kudanga bese beqala ngabantu abangaphandle abalama-RDP labo. Bese bebatshaya manje sebebaba baxotshaya labo bebathathela izinto futhi. Ma ungabe uqatshisa abantu abangaphandle oma-standard bebetshaya labo shuthi sokungenelwa wonke umuntu vele. Ngathi isimo silokhu siba tensi kakhulu, into yakhona ilokhu ingena kakhulu yonke indawo.
UNkosazana Moyo uthi iningi lezizalwane zeZimbabwe kuleli lokishi selihlele ukuthutha isimo singakafiki kwesika-2008. Esachiya abakwamanye amazwe abangamajumi ayisithupha bebulewe.
Emhlanganweni bebengathi bafuna ukususa sonke abantu bangaphandle. Sesihlalele evalweni noma yinini sesaba ukuthi singabona sebesingenela. Abanye baplana ukuthutha, lami nginje mplana ukuthutha ngoba angiphephanga totally. Anytime sebangasingenela, uthole ukuthi omakhelwane ngoba bayazi vele ukuthi sibuye eZimbabwe nathi bangasingenela ukuthutha kungcono owalesi sikhathi sisesibona ukuthi uhamba njani.
Ngakwelinye icele umnumzana Ngwenya uthi eyakhe imitshaqana isibotshiwe. Ecizelela ngelithi kwabo kagwala akulasililo.
Cabanga ukuthutha amantendi ngazi ngizayithola ngayo indawo etown vele. So angazi ke ukuthi ngizaphuma njani ngoba izimota ezithwele izinto kahle kahle ziphuma nzima zezitshaywa ngamatshe lapha ngoba ngathi impahla babesazwela umuntu ophuma eSoweto ukuthi uyabe sewangangaphandle sebaleka yona i-xenophobia.
Kusenjalo omunye wamakhansela edolobheni leGoli umnumzana Sihlwele Myeke usexwayise abakwamanye amazwe ukuthi bangabona sekuqhamuka loludlakela babalekele enkambeni zamapolisa.
Sithi kanjalo abantu mababona okanye bene information yokuthi ubugebenga kungenzeka babaleke baye eUvalde police station baye ukureporta khona nakweyiphina ipolice station eseduze bakureporta khona.
Kodwa ke iningi lithi ngemva kokuvela kwemifanekiso etshengisa amapolisa ephatheka ekuthatheni ngodli impahla ezitolo zabakwamanye amazwe abanye bebheke eceleni abakwamanye amazwe bethathelwa impahla zabo, kunzima ukwethemba ukuthi amapholisa azabavikela nxa sekuqhamuke udlakela. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kule South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Ele China lilobelane isivumelwano lamazwe awenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe abensundu owe African Union lamhlanje esohlelo olubatshazwa ukuthi luzamangalisa umhlaba ngoba luzaletha intuthuko kuleli zwekazi. Abalobe amagama kulesi sivumelwano ngumgcini sihlalo we African Union Commission uDokotela Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma lomnumzana Zhang Ming isiphathamandla esimela uhulumende wele China ezwekazi le Africa enguye njalo umsekeli kamphathintambo wezobudlelwano belizwe lakhe lamanye amazwe omhlaba. Ngaphansi kwalesi sivumelwano ele China lizaphathisa izwekazi le Africa ukwakha isiporo, ukwakha injanji yesitimela sikaloliwe esiza kwedlula emazweni angamachumi amahlanu lane alelizwekazi. Izitishi zamabhasi, izitimela, indizamchina kanye lemigwaqo.
UDokotela Dlamini Zuma uthe lanxa ubudlelwano beAfrika leChina bulembali ende lolu luhlelo lwakuqala olukhulu kangaka olokusebenzelana phakathi kwamacele omabili. Uthi lolu hlelo luzanceda athi ngokuthuthukisa imigwaqo kuphela kodwa langokutholisa abantu imisebenzi emazweni wonke eAfrika okugoqela eleZimbabwe. Is
iza kamizi kanye lengcwethi ekuhlaliseni kukaZulu zithi umthokazi udiniwe ngenkokheli ekhuluma nje ingalethi inguquko. Loko kuphume ngemva kwemihlangano yakamsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko ngempela viki othi kudingeka ukuba amandla anikwe izabelo amakhansila belelungelo lokusebenzisa imali ingalawulwazi inhlangothi zaphandle kanye lokuziphathela inhlelo zamanzi lamagesi ukuze idolobho lakwaBulawayo livuselelwe lamankampani avule njalo. Kubika uNothando Sibanda.
Imihlangano kamsekeli kamongameli welizwe iphathiwe emahofisini ebandla lezanu PF eDavis Hall koBulawayo kanye lasemalokitshini ahlala abaningi iMagwegwe, iNkulumani leMpophoma. Umphoko ubethi uzobonga uBulawayo onguye wamkhetha kuCentral Committee njalo akhulumisane loZulu wonke ukuthi akazukwenelisa ukwenza umsebenzi wakhe nxa engatholanga usekelo lukaZulu. Ukukhethwa kukamphoko ukuba ngumsekeli kamongameli welizwe kuze phakathi kokudonselana ebandleni lezanu PF. Kuthi uZulu laye esithi kamazi ukuthi uvele ungubani. Ekhuluma emhlanganweni le, umphoko uphathaphathe indaba ezijiyeneyo ezigoqela ukuvalwa kwamafekthali, ukusilela kwemisebenzi, kanye lembali yakhe kwezombusazwe. Ekhuluma ngamafekthali yakoBulawayo, asekhala ibhunga yezi njengonciwa lukaHa lona olungamilila mbuya. Kuthi yena wazi ukuthi ikhansili kumele ibe lamandla phezu kwamadamu ayo, amandla kagetsi, kanye lemali yomthelo wezimota, hathi lokho sokusenziwa. Ukuthi imali iqale ithathwe isiwe kunhlangothi ezijiyeneyo, eziyizo ezikhangelelwe ukuthuthukisa idolobho. Uthi lolu dubo lwengeza zinkokheli ezivelwa kulumhlubulo welizwe, ezingelathando labantu. Uqhubeke esithi kungabiwa kwamandla yikho kwenza amanzi asilele, amagetsi angahanjiswa ngendlela, kuthi le migwaqo ingalungiswa. Ingcwethi kwezokubuswa kwelizwe njalo eyisakhamuzi uDokotela Samukele Hadebe uthi udaba lokwabiwa kwamandla kuzabelo lukusisekelo sombuso, kodwa uhulumende ukhanya engajahanga ukugcwalisa izifiso zabantu zokusa amandla okubusa ezabelweni. Uthi sebekhangelele ukuthi inkokheli ezisekela lelinyathelo zikhulumisane lomongameli labanye abaphathi ntambo ukuthi indlela yentuthuko yiyo leyo kwaba amandla okuthatha izinqumo kubomanisipala lakuzabelo ukuze kubekwe imithetho ezakhuthaza lokhu. Wengeze esithi kulokwesaba kuleli ukuthi kwaba amandla kuzaxega izabelo ilizwe liqunywaqunywe, kodwa kwakathesi ilizwe livele alibambananga ngoba ezinye izabelo zibona zikhangelelwa emanzini kulezinye.
Devolution njengendlela eyabifakwe ngayo ngokusemthethweni yona yiyo ekhuthaza ukubambana kwani kwesizwe, ngoba akula hlangothi lwesizwe oluzazibona ludlelezelwa kwezenotho lezokuphathelwa kwabantu. Ngakho yona siboni ngathi yiyo engaba yimpendulo yokwesabela kwalabo ababesithi singaguqula indlela esiphatha ngayo ilizwe selingahle libhidlile phakathi.
Umsekeli kamongameli uthi kuzabiza umhlangano lekhansili yakoBulawayo kanye labake baba ngomeya balabo mabhalane bedolobho ukuze babonisane ukuthi idolobho lingathuthukisa njani. UVP Mphoko uphathe njalo udaba lwamahungahunga athi yena wayesebenzela inhlanganiso yeCentral Intelligence Organization ngesikhathi seGukurahundi esithi lokhu akusiqiniso. Uthi wangena kuhlangothi lolu ngomnyaka ka-1987 ngemva kokukhululwa kwakhe entolongweni ayevalelwe khona ngesikhathi lesi ethi yena akalagazi lomuntu kwezakhe izandla.
Agula. Isizwe sengena ku 1987. Ngathi ngangena. siyabonga Nothando Spanda isikhathi kasisavumi kodwa singake hlukani lingakhohlwa ukuthi liyalandela uhlelo lweStudio 7 Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela udlakela osoluqhamuke kwele South Africa oluqondiswe kuzizalwane zakwamanye amazwe.
Nikhumbuleke ukuthumela i-text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze selithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo.
Hayi, isikhathi kasisavumi zihlobo ezithandekayo. Olivalelisayo, muntu ungamile inkomo.
Lo sithandekile Mhlanga.